Every father wants his daughter to marry the right guy. I imagine every mother wants that for her daughter, too. When my daughter Katie brought dates to her house, I inspected them the way a Marine drill sergeant inspected troops. I reached the same conclusion every time: not a one of them was worthy of my daughter. And I suspect most fathers are that way. In fact, probably Jesus himself would not have measured up. What do I mean, probably? Of course he wouldn't, especially Jesus. Look who he hung out with, for crying out loud. He hung out with losers. Never had a steady job, didn't finish his education. He made fun of the people who had jobs and educations, like the lawyers, the scribes. He even profaned the pillars of the faith, the Pharisees. Jesus was a rule breaker. Then again, isn't that why he came to be among us? To break the rules so that we might live according to God's rule of love? I don't know. I think when we read scripture, especially beloved and favored passages like today's, the story of the prodigal son, we tend to romanticize Jesus' behavior and actions. It is as if we suspend that part of our minds that thinks critically, because if we did, we would be just as outraged and just as furious and just as repulsed as the parents, the priests, and the Pharisees were in Jesus' day. He was a rule breaker, a rebel, a radical. He was the Glenn Beck or the Michael Moore, depending on your politics, of his day. He did outrageous things, and the people who followed him, well, they were idiots. Low information types. People who, well, you know the kind. We all know the kind. If you don't believe that, and you think I'm overstating the case, I want to draw your attention this morning to that very first verse of that beloved story. So if you have your worship folder in your hand and you're looking at the back, we often forget that this is how the story starts. Got it? Now, all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. He didn't just invite them to come near. He wanted to go to their house and have dinner with them. He wanted to embrace them, kiss them, spend the night. Wow. Jesus was like the welcome mat to those who had been excluded from the community because of their bad behavior. Episcopal priest and seminary professor Barbara Brown Taylor, in a book she wrote back in 1993 called The Preaching Life, imagines the kinds of folks that Jesus hung out with if he was here among us today. Let me read what she wrote. I imagine Jesus down at the plasma bank, standing in line with the hungover men waiting to sell their blood. I see him at the city jail talking to those waiting to be arraigned. And can't you see him at dinner with a drug dealer? I can see him with his arm around a young man with AIDS as I come in with my kids and sit down a few booths away. How is it that Jesus is spending time with the very people I warn my kids to avoid? It is not hard for us to imagine how the scribes and Pharisees then were furious with Jesus. He mocked them, he taunted them. Let's just get it on the record. He bullied them. Jesus was a bully to the very men and women who devoted their lives to holiness and righteousness and fulfilling the law. These were the folks who actually tithed, who actually gave the first fruits to God. They made the sacrifices. They didn't skip synagogue so their kids could play that ninth game that week of soccer. These were people who were brave and courageous and willing to make sacrifices to meet every demand, every jot and tittle of the law. After all, these weren't some made-up rules that they were playing with. They were playing with God's rules. And then comes along this hippy-dippy Jesus from Nazareth. Now, Nazareth was known as a hotbed of radicalism. But Jesus had a different understanding of God. And he came to be among the people to show them that God was gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God favored the inclusion of all people. No, that's not true. Actually, God favored the sinners, the tax collectors, the poor, the sick, the oppressed, the immigrant, the foreigner. For over 1,000 years, God's people had paid attention to God's rules. This is more than just the Ten Commandments. If you take the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah, you will find that there are 613 rules that God had. 613. And the Pharisees lived by those rules. But Jesus wanted to show people it wasn't about God's rules as much as it was about God's rule, singular. Singular in that God's reign or God's sovereignty or God's power was in the rule of God's love for all people. Now, Jesus chooses an interesting way to introduce the rule of love, God's rule of love. In a unique way, he tells not one, but 3 stories. We only have 1 before us this morning, the story of the prodigal son, but I'm sure you remember the verses that are missing after verse 1. Begin with the telling of the story of the lost sheep, which is followed by the lost coin. Let's review these so that we understand exactly what it was that Jesus was trying to tell us. In the first story about the lost sheep, there's 100 sheep, but 1 is missing, presumed lost. So what does the shepherd do? The shepherd leaves the 99 and goes in search of that 1 lost sheep. Now here's where we like to fill in the blank, because we all know how stupid that would be to go in search of that 1 lost sheep. You're going to leave the 99 alone out there? Here's what we do. We know that Jesus meant to say, he just didn't say it, but there were 2 shepherds, right? 1 stayed behind with the 99. If not that, there was at least one of those collie dogs, one of those shepherd dogs, you know? We like to fill in the blanks, right? Because we realize just how stupid that would be. But it doesn't say that. It says that he left the 99 and went in search of that 1 lost one. Because, and here's a tagline that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, really, there's more joy in heaven over 1 sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who need not repent? What kind of math is that? I'd like to see the algorithm for that equation. That story is followed by the story of the woman with the 10 silver coins. You know this story as well. She loses 1 coin. She loses 1 coin and then she goes on a search and rescue mission in which she literally turns her house upside down in search of that 1 coin. Now, I got to tell you, folks, I get a little OCD myself about lost things, you know, so I can understand that. And I'm yelling at my wife. I'm yelling at anybody who's around. Where is this? What happened to it? What did you do with it? You know, I understand that. Here's the part I don't get. She finds the coin and what does she do? She calls up all of her friends and neighbors and says, hey, let's party like there's no tomorrow. Let's pretend it's like New Year's Eve. Let's just really go at it. How much do you think that party cost? Probably all 10 silver coins. I don't get it. I don't get it. And the same tagline, just so I tell you, Jesus says, there is joy before the angels of God over 1 sinner who repents. Which at last brings us to the final story in this trilogy, the story of the prodigal son, the story of lost and found. We are delighted with this story. We're delighted with this story because it's just such a great story, isn't it? I mean, we know from the beginning that there's going to be drama. You can't start a story with, there was a father who had 2 sons. I mean, immediately we know there's going to be drama, right? Whenever you have 2 kids, there's going to be drama. 3, more drama. Okay. So, we like the ending. We like that the prodigal The one who was lost is found. The one who was dead is alive. It's a great story. We love that story. But you know what? Here is a kid who asked his father to drop dead. Hey, look, I want my inheritance while you're still alive, okay? Drop dead, will you? Let's split it up now, okay? Then goes off, squanders it in dissolute living. I have no idea what dissolute means, but boy, just thinking about it is fun. You know, and then the kid comes back and he's received like royalty. Oh, get the robe, the ring, the sandals, the fatted calf. But we love that story. We love that story. The one who is dead is alive. The one who is lost is found. But you know what? There is still one son in that story who is lost. Think about that story. The end of that story about the elder brother who comes back and he hears the music and the dancing and he asks what's going on, and one of the servants tells him, hey, your brother who is lost is found, your brother who is dead is alive, and so everybody's celebrating. But the elder son isn't celebrating. No, he's not. The elder son is not celebrating. In fact, he refuses to go in. In fact, he reams out his father over bringing back the younger son. This is a story that is told by Jesus that has a real impact for the people who first heard this story. Because it's a story about the fact that the very people, Jesus' own people, refused him. But Jesus wants people to know that God leaves the door open. There will always be this opportunity to go to the party, to be part of it. So here is Jesus, once again, eating and drinking with sinners. Gee, you don't think he has us in mind, do you? I mean, he's still doing it today, isn't he? Eating and drinking with sinners. That's what he does. He invites us to come. He invites us to come and have our sins forgiven and be reconciled to God and to one another, to celebrate, to feast. Still today, Jesus, eating and drinking with sinners, welcoming them, mixing it up with them, and then, of all things, sending them back into the world. Because we go back into our families and our neighborhoods, they all know us. They know that we are sinners. But that's the thing about Jesus. He hangs out with sinners and invites them to come, not to live by some rules, but to live by one rule, God's rule, the reign of God, which is the love of God for all people. This is the invitation we have to come to eat and drink with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.